Blog Talk Radio.
Play my eyes.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, hey.
Don't
it's hump day. It is Wednesday. And for some of you that will be joining us from overseas, it might even be Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I'm Deborah Lee, and I would like to welcome you to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This was a title that was handed to me by America Online about, oh my gosh, it was back in the late 90s.
Just say 90s.
They scouted me out of the chat rooms, believe it or not, asked me if I would be interested, and it's been a wonderful, amazing journey ever since. So in case everybody was wondering, what love, what's all this? Well, it's not all love. We can talk about career. We can talk about your family, your friends, other issues you might have. Love, of course, relationships. You name it, we've probably got you covered, okay, with a reading. One thing I also wanted to add is I am using ordinary playing cards as those who are watching us streaming live. Excuse me. Right now on Facebook, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, they see that I'm holding up an ordinary deck of playing cards, poker cards, basically.
No, they are poker cards.
Yeah. You could literally play games with these.
Mm-hmm.
That's how ordinary they are. So I'd just like to make the distinction that this is not going to be tarot cards or oracle cards or any of the other main systems that are out there. And there are many, many, many. And they are all to be loved and respected. This, however, is personal prophecy. I use playing cards as the focus for intuitive perception. My grandmother taught it to me, as you heard in the intro. Now, one thing I would like to stress is that when you come for your reading, when you call in, or you are, Jim's going to explain another way or two that
yes.
you can get your reading
comms.
During the show.
We'll talk comms here shortly.
If you are in a very upset state of mind, please try to clear your mind, your heart. Try not to be bringing strong, intense, negative, you know, emotions and energy to your reading. Because I'm going to tell you, they will simply mirror, the cards will mirror what you are feeling. If you are fixated right now on gloom and doom, guess what's going to be in your cards? Gloom and doom.
Like a mood ring.
It is, very much. So
I said things that people, a lot of people don't know what that means.
A mood ring. They don't know.
There's a lot of people.
Isn't that from the 80s?
I don't even know if it made it into the 80s. I remember the 70s.
I had one, and supposedly it was a mood ring would tell others.
Different
yourself.
Colors meant different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of how you were feeling.
But anyway, let's go back to what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay. And I forgot exactly
where you're basically saying, watch, you got to clear your if you come in
yeah.
here with a foul, I hate everything, my life sucks mood, might see a lot of that in the cards. That's what she's saying.
Just try to have a blank page, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
In
clear
front
your
of you.
Mind.
Clear
the
your mind.
Will follow.
And take a break from all these things that are bothering you. I'm not saying you have to come like it's rainbows and unicorns.
Well, yeah,
time.
If you have something traumatic happen, we don't expect
yeah.
you to come in
right.
whistling Dixie or anything. But, you know, just try not to, during the reading part, try not to, if you can, bump
yes.
it up, clear a little bit out as much
I would
as
love
can.
To give you as accurate a reading as I can.
Right.
So that's my spiel. Now it's time for Jim.
All right. we're going to talk communications. All right. This is primarily a radio, internet radio show, blog talk, and you will call in, and that number will be 515-602-9676. We got callers listening already, and we'll get to that. When you folks call in, you'll get hear an automated message saying you're going on hold, but you'll listen to the show, and you will. You can hear, if you hear the show, everything is perfect. You're good. You're in the queue. We actually see a physical list of numbers. You're not going to get, oops, forgotten. Can't happen. We got you. There's a visual there. So you're good. Or you can Skype in. People can Skype into that number. We get Skypes a couple times a week. If for whatever reason, the domestic people sometimes just want to Skype in. They have their computer. Maybe their phone's left in the car and they don't give a damn or something. You know, just for whatever reason, they can Skype in. So can those abroad for a lot cheaper than they can call in. But anyway. When we take your phone call, please get off that speakerphone because you got to be on it if you're on hold unless you're really, I don't know, a glutton, but glutton for mental punishment. Please get off the speakerphone, get off the Bluetooth, all sorts of other things that you need to worry about, background noises, moving around, stuff like that. You have to do that if you can. Can't break laws, can't sacrifice safety, or can't get fired from your job, okay, things like that.
If you're driving, shut the window.
Yeah, I think you do the best you can because sometimes the reading will take longer if we have to keep asking you to repeat. Worst case scenarios, it's so bad that we have to disconnect and go on to the next person. So do the best that you can do. And to the folks that cannot call in, typically the international folks, but not always. Sometimes we have our domestic folks that just are either in a situation where they can't pick up the phone and call. You can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And when you do that, you will only do that when we open the floor to it. We physically, I will type it. You'll verbally hear us say, we are now accepting messenger calls. We got to kind of be jerks about that because Facebook doesn't have a cool automatic go on hold system. It starts like ringing red out loud to us. We got to 86 you if we're not ready. So bear that in mind. Wait till you get up to get the signal from us.
You'd think they would have worked that in.
Well, it's free.
Yeah. Not free. This thing wasn't.
That's a freaking electronic thing. Neither was this. I mean, none of the people's phones aren't free that
I'm
they're
just
using.
Saying you'd think they would let you have a nice little option to put people on hold.
Well, I recommend you go and suggest that in their little suggestion box that I'm sure they diligently look at every day. Anyway, also, occasionally we get down to the rare points, but it happens where we lack messengers, we lack phone callers, we'll turn to the people that can type away, but we just can't guarantee that, and you just have to be patient. Now, at the end of Deborah's intuitive card reading, you will hear, and that's a very soft, that sound. That means you're going to do an angel card reading, those that are watching on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm holding them up. It'll be a one card. Your reading's done, with Deb is done. So when you hear that harp sound, don't start asking secondary, third, four, five, six, seven, eight more questions. It's a toast. Because we have other people. We can't screw them over. And you'll get a quick one card, angel card reading, and then we got to move on to other callers. We have to make them the time short because it's try to get everybody in. It's fair. If you would like all the time in the world that you want, you can visit thepsychiclovedoctor.com on the internet, and you can arrange for a one-on-one reading. And then it's all whatever you want to do, whatever your questions. You can ask 15 questions. You can focus on one topic. She'll flip the card as many times during that time period as you need. It's your block of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the name of that tune. I don't think I need to discuss anything else. Do you think did I miss anything?
The disclaimer.
I did miss a disclaimer. I've been doing that a lot the last couple of weeks. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that's a disclaimer. And we're not the only ones. You see a lot of things out there we have to do that because in the world we live in, people want to pick up the phone and call the lawyer every time something doesn't go the way it should. This is intuitive card reading. It is not like we're not out there like cementing your path to the future forever and ever, and that road shall never change because that's not realistic. Life is dynamic. It's full of changes. Every microsecond, something's changing somewhere that it might not even know will affect your path tomorrow, a week from now, a year from now. Something's happening already that could affect that.
Well, and the future is so fluctuating that others out there in your life are making choices and changes in their lives that are impacting your path. So we can't always know. And I think we're going to have to get busy here. What's that noise you're making?
That's me going holy goat urine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you guys don't freak when you hear the number. 8 callers before we start the show. You're going to, all you guys, if you hold, you will get a reading tonight. We have the ability on every single show except Monday, because that's News for the Soul, to add time. And we will add time. We're not going to screw you folks that have been waiting for the show.
We are not the government.
Yeah, we're not the IRS. We're not like some bill collector person that, you know, got your money and you think you gave them too much. Or, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody's trying to screw you over. All right. Let's get to it, because
that's a nice list.
Let's start trudging our way through the list. We're going to start with area code 775, which tells me that is Nevada 775.
Nevada.
No, they might not be physically.
Welcome to the show. What is your first name? Hello?
Hi. My name is Wendy from California.
Yep.
Oh, Wendy. All right. That's right. We got you.
Yep. Area code thing.
Yes. You've called us a few times.
I know. I understand.
That's cool.
Bless your heart.
We all
and
do.
I don't know if you remember me, but I've been applying for long-term care insurance. And from a legal point of view, if it ever went to court, I wanted to have a way of proving that I had sent critical information. When sending over information to the caseworker, I asked for confirmation of receipt. She missed a few very important ones, so I politely contacted her and I said, please confirm receipt of this message. And I left a voicemail yesterday, and I tried again. No answer. I tried again this morning. So therefore, I let her know that if I didn't hear from her, then I would reach out to the company and see what options may be available. So I did end up sending the email again, but this time I copied the director. Not to get her in trouble.
Really,
I just want to be able to provide proof that I really did send this information. So
miraculously,
3 minutes later, I got my confirmation. And they mentioned that they might reach out to my primary care doctor, and that's a good thing because my Dr. Robinson is quite the advocate for me, and I think that'll turn out well. So do you see me getting approved? Will it happen very soon?
Okay. Give me a moment. And to everybody who's listening who might be new, I'm using a 24-card layout, not just a random draw of a few cards. This is what I use in my actual sessions with others. 24 cards that I'm going to lay out. Those of you on Facebook Live, you can see as I'm doing that.
Yeah, and while you're putting the cards on, I recommend that. It's up to you folks. Some people can't stand Facebook, and I have a hard time not sympathizing with them.
Yeah.
But if you are a blog talker and you just say, it'd be kind of cool to watch her do the cards, you could be on Blog Talk Radio. We have many people that do it and still view it on Facebook Live at the same time. Just turn the volumes down.
Nice.
That's all. They can see the cards go down, and she'll even touch them, motion them, and pick them up and stuff like that. So it'll help your experience if you have the ability to do so.
Thank you, because I'm doing it now,
right?
And you need to talk to fill the space.
Well, and it's good. I mean, we have like 400 trillion, people on hold, plus or minus a couple. No, I exaggerate. We have a lot, but we shall get them all in. We shall do it. You got to start with number one.
All right, Wendy. In a nutshell, better get that champagne on ice. Get ready, because I think you're going to be celebrating, and real soon. This is finally going to go forward for you. Let's sneak away and get them.
Wonderful.
Yes, it's going to shift now in your direction, all right? And the best thing for you to do is to not just sit back and let them go through their motions. Make sure that everybody involved is well aware of how frustrated and upset you are, because that is going to, the energy alone is going to help to move this forward. It is going to go through now. Thank the Lord, right?
So yes, I love the way you described that. And I have no doubt that my doctor, her first name is Kristen, I think she will heavily support me. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And I also think the best move you made was putting on a copy. What was that, the director or somebody?
You start CCing people in the chain.
She is the director. She is the director. And because I actually asked an attorney, and he said, well, the best thing to do is to fax, because then you get a confirmation. I don't have a fax. And I said, would an email confirmation work just as good? And he said, yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, she got whoever it is that has been kind of ignoring you. I see here they have been corrected in their behavior, corrected. So,
well, yeah, and that
I didn't want to get her in any trouble. I really didn't. But it's my life, and if confirmation, they could easily say, I never got that. No way, I never got that information. And the point is, if you need to do a claim with the Department of Insurance, you can only provide the information that you provided to the company. So that's what's behind this. And I feel like I handled it as best I could, not to get anybody in trouble, but it was like the universe testing me, like I really have to take care of myself.
Yeah. She's getting paid to do her job, not to be friends. Business is business. All right, Jimbo, take it away.
Stand by for angel card reading. Subject, divine order. Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
It's on its way.
There we go.
Special delivery.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for holding. Glad you were calling.
Yeah, I'd be approved within a month.
I can't answer that right now. We've got now 12 people.
Yeah,
waiting.
That would be another whole laying the cards down. Sorry.
Try Friday.
Yeah,
we'll
try again
here.
Next show. Yeah,
we'll be here.
Thank you for holding and being caller number one. Thank you so much.
Yep.
God bless you both, and thank you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You could hear it in her voice that she's finally getting some action.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and that's like, you feel like you just won the lottery, and you shouldn't have to feel like that.
I know.
You know, we all know the feeling. 216, you're the second caller from Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And who's on the line, please?
Hello. Hi, I'm Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. We know you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, she said it like, yeah, I know.
No, we love your interview. Thank you.
That's why you can pick up on me quick.
How is everything going?
It's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. That's what I want to ask you. I know that I read you like 2-3 weeks ago. I was having my review. I had a great review. There was a woman that was giving me a hard time. She's totally changed towards me. She is so nice now. What happened to change her attitude towards me? She is being nice as ever right now. So what happened to make her be so nice to me now? She's been so nasty to me for 6 months.
Okay, and she reviewed you.
Your performance review.
Yeah, she was okay.
I have a question. Is she an immediate supervisor or somebody in the management chain? She's your immediate boss.
Yes, she is. But she hasn't gotten the title yet. She's still working on getting the title, if that makes sense.
So she's acting right now, right?
Yeah.
She's filling in. It happens at our job, our work all the time. We get temporary temporary bosses, and sometimes they get to keep the job, and sometimes they don't, you know?
Wow.
Yep.
So you felt she was kind of really harsh with you previously?
Oh, for the past year. Now she's being really kind to me. What happened to make her change her attitude?
So
if you could pick up anything on her.
So recap.
I'm sorry, my allergies are so bad. I'm like sneezing, like there's no smart.
We're not for a change.
We're not today.
Yeah, I know. I picked up. If somebody saw me, I was playing with my handkerchief. I'm like, why am I doing that? I'm dry as a bone. Yeah. I was out of habit.
Well, I'm sorry you're suffering with that. However, would you like some good news?
Well, she got good news.
Yeah. Her personal life has improved. She's had something real nice and big happen to her.
Oh, isn't that nice? She takes her personal life to work with her.
Well, some people cannot help.
She does.
Too.
Yeah.
She does,
you're
right.
Not good,
though.
There's something, and it concerns a man. There's like a young, not real young, but there's a youngish kind of guy here. It involves him. She's very thrilled. So I think she might be looking at her job in a new, you know, with a new focus.
Well, because she comes in happy.
Yeah, she's got more happiness in her life.
That sucks, though, for her.
I know. It's not very professional, is it?
But at least it was at the right time during performance review. Yeah. Bada bing. You know, at least, hey, even if her life goes to shit now for another few months, at least you got a good performance review.
Yeah. You're so funny. I got like a B+. I wish I got an A. But you know what? We all have things to improve on. You know what I mean? I have to improve on things. I know. I do.
And some employers, and they go through phases, some of them will say nobody gets an A because nobody's perfect.
How could they?
And then some places are like, almost everybody gets an A unless you're a retard.
They have to find.
It's really bizarre.
Oh, that was very inappropriate.
I'm from the 70s and 80s, and I don't use that word to make fun of people that are mentally disabled.
Challenged,
right?
or
nothing. Unless you're not a good woodworker. Unless
but
you're
something happened in her personal life, huh?
Personal life.
Yes,
I'm happy.
It's good. Does she have a man in her life? You know.
I know not for a while since her divorce, and I know she's put on like 40 pounds. And I hope she loses it. I know that makes her unhappy, too. But I don't know. But she has been so nice to me. I couldn't figure it out. What happened?
Well, I'm going to tell you what was my first thought.
Okay.
First, it seemed kind of inappropriate. But under the circumstances, I'm going to put it out there for you. My first intuitive thought was she had been at some kind of gathering, met a guy, and let's just say she got some sugar. She got
I know. I know. I know. Be honest.
And I think she's going to keep getting some more something from this guy.
A little something.
Yeah, and you know, even heavier girls need love too. So.
I know that. She's a very. She's not ugly at all. I'm just saying. Over the past year, she's put on weight. We all have.
You know what? And you know what, though? I don't think he cares. This could be a real new love for her, and she could turn into a really nice person.
Oh,
permanently.
That's so funny. That's all that matters.
Like an exorcism.
Yes. By penis.
Whoa! Well, there you go.
You are so
funny.
Hey, I love your honesty. I'll keep my ears and eyes open to see if she's dating. I'll be very discreet about see if she brings up a man's name. I'll listen.
That would be interesting.
Sometimes when people get happy, they get chatty.
Yeah.
So you never know.
I love my job. Do you feel secure there?
I want to
be there for the next to retire. You see, my job secure, isn't it?
I really believe it is, unless the business closes up, and I don't see that either.
Yeah, unless she chooses on her own, right?
Yeah, unless you want to leave. Ooh, angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading, and then we got to move on to some other callers.
You're welcome.
Overcoming difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Love it. I love it.
That's so you nailed the PA. The PA's toast. Yep.
She got nailed, and so your review nailed it.
Everybody got nailed. Everybody's happy.
I'm in a bit of a frisky mood tonight. Sorry.
Uh-oh, I just foobarred. Well, not bad. All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
She got nailed. I'm sorry.
It was me.
Oh, you did
thank
that?
You. Okay. All that man, I don't care. She's getting laid by 5 minutes.
I wanted to, I think, look at see how it's acting weird.
No.
Hang on, folks. We're going to do it. Everybody's on hold. We got to straighten out some technical stuff, but it's not going to affect any person that the Blog Talk holds.
It's been happening a lot.
Yeah, this was operator error, but it should have recovered better than it did. So it is what it is. I got the volume jacked down, so we're not listening to anything until I get this straightened out, and it should be in.
Okay-do.
Which that didn't look good for the home team. I didn't affect that. I can't touch that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch this. I just wait. Come on. Load. I beg of thee to load. Load.
Facebook.
Yeah, we're shouting at Facebook. if I could kick it.
Other people are doing podcasts on Spotify.
Yeah,
which
well,
is something we
for.
Haven't explored yet.
Yeah, but we got the Facebook following. We don't just diss them.
No, they would be able to still see us or talk to us.
We'll be straightened out in just a matter of seconds here. I don't know why it won't. Let's click this and see if that takes me to a live show.
Huh.
All right, stand by. Death to a browser.
Did it close, do you think?
You know what? Let's just take our caller.
Yeah.
Because that, I could fix the Facebook folks. They're watching. They have no problem. It's us. I can't watch.
Oh, okay.
So everybody's cool. So let's be cool and go to our next caller, which is, hey, it's in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia, 703 Northern Virginia. Welcome back to the show. I know who it is.
Hello,
wow. Just two people.
Virginia. I mean, hello to our caller.
Hope your name is.
All right. We're going to gather our you know,
things are getting crazy right now.
Who is on the phone with me, please? Hello? Nobody.
Hello?
703? Apparently not.
Well, I don't believe that for a second. I'm going to leave. Well, actually, I'm going to temporarily put her on back. Hello?
Hello?
Temporary, but I'm going to do a quick op check, right? Maybe there was a reason that we had this hiccup.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you know, all the internet is.
Glitch.
Cox is our internet provider, and sometimes they, yeah, you know what they do, Cox. Anyway, let's go. Let me call in, and that's why I do an op check. If everything's cool, then I know we're good. And if not, we reset the show, and everybody that's listening, just look for us to create a brand new show, and you will call back, and you shall be happy once again. This will take a second to call in. Facebook thing might take longer.
Do you need me to say anything?
Yeah. Just keep talking like normal.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing this fine evening?
Working? So that part's good. Everybody can hear us. All right. Let's try again. Let me try the Facebook thing again. Everybody be patient. Like I said, we can extend the show. Nobody's getting screwed here. No, sirreen, Billy Bob, not unless you want to, I guess. I don't know. I got to open up a new browser. That'll help. Facebook was being, maybe old cookies. You know, I hate those cookie things. You know, if it was a real cookie, that'd be cool. All right, here we go. I'm going in. There we are.
Okay, right. Good.
So we got, Facebook's good. I'm going to let this, until I mute it. Everybody just relax. I mute.
Mm-hmm.
I wait for pause. Not yet, Allison. Allison, oh, international. I was getting ready to give her an international shout out when everything went to hell. International shout out to Allison from the UK. That's when everything. That's when I clicked her. I didn't mean to, and everything went. But anyway, hey there, and there's the pause that it does on its own. All right, we're going to try the blog talk thing again. Are you ready?
Ready.
Area code 703.
Hello?
Northern Virginia, are you there? Can you hear us? One more thing.
Got to do it again?
Yes, and I'm going to talk to myself.
Okay.
And see. That's going to be the true test. Everybody that's listening can hear us, and maybe they can't talk to us because something happened here.
Yeah.
Here's the plan, and we're going to totally let you know before we kill. If we have to kill this show within less than 5 minutes or less, we'll create a new one and you can go right back in again and we won't screw anybody.
Gotcha.
That's what happens. That BlogTalk doesn't have a nice little button where you can just reset. You have to like literally do a whole bunch of crazy crap, and we've done it before and we can do it again. But the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm going to call in and try to take my own call. Well, I'll admit it. Crazy cookie stuff we're doing. Come on, pop up.
There you are.
Yep. All right, here we go.
All right. Hi there. Who's on the line?
I think I am.
Yeah? So everything's working.
Everything's working. 703 might be having an issue.
Yeah, so.
We won't kill them. We will just skip them temporarily. Okay? So now we know the show is good. Everybody, if everything's good, AOL is back online. Can't ring in right now, Allison. We are, let's see, up 775. Let me go see who is next. I'll put 775 back in here so I don't forget. And we're going to take the next caller, but I always like to know where they are because I didn't recognize this one at all. Okay.
There.
It is the next. Our next caller is 516 in the great state of New York. 516, you're the next caller.
Welcome to the show. And what is your first name?
Hi, Deborah and Jim. It's Kavita. How are you?
Well, hi.
Good, great. Thank you for holding forever.
Yes, we're doing a little bit better than 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, we troubleshot a lot of stuff and we didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
Now, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question. I had a session with a healer from Virginia today, and I was wondering if you could pick up how effective he was. I'm not quite sure.
Interesting.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good because he was recommended by someone who is really gifted herself. But, you know, I don't feel energy, so I don't know if anything shifted. So I was wondering if you can give me any feedback.
Okay. Was it a distance healing as in?
Pure energy.
Yeah. It was over the phone.
She felt energy.
Yes, I know. Jim and his choice. Oh.
What happened, Deb?
I got to redo them. I know.
It's one of them days. Holy guacamole. You think it was Friday the 13th or something around here. Jesus moly.
Just give me a moment. I have to redo them.
We got Facebook. We're screwing up Facebook. We think Blog Talks. We're screwing up Blog Talk, and there was nothing wrong. It's total mayhem here. Cats and dogs living together.
Tell me, what sort of, can you describe the healing?
Yeah, he's what's called dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G.
Oh, okay.
He's got a shamanic gift. I know you had mentioned in a private reading we had that I would be meeting with someone who has shamanic gifts. I don't know if this is the person you saw.
No doubt.
Okay. No,
I'm thinking it is,
The one you saw on their cards?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just speaking with no information whatsoever because I do not have cards.
Right.
I do. I have angel cards. All right. I'm sorry. I'm still a little flustered from all the little chaos we had for the last 5 minutes.
Did he tell you that it's going to take several sessions?
No. He said if I want, I could call him back, but he believes that he had helped quite a bit in this one session.
I get the feeling intuitively that you're going to need a little bit more than what he could do for you. But we'll at least, you know, hold the space for the work that he did. But my sense is, as I'm looking at your cards, that there will be someone with even more tremendous healing ability coming into your life. So it's a good start for you. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. And how are you doing health-wise? I mean, I think go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's just the tinnitus that's really, really bothering me. Just really loud. That's what I'm really seeking help for.
Poor thing.
It's so loud. It's just, if I could describe it as like all day long, that's what it's like.
Oh, it's a low hum.
It's a high level hum on the left ear.
Okay.
The right ear it comes and goes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel you're on the path towards getting rid of this thing. So let's give hit work a little bit of time here. It supposed to be instantaneous? Or did he say it could take a
while? Yeah, he said it could take a while.
Did he pick up on the issue of the tinnitus, or how was he?
No, I told him about that. He asked what I wanted to work on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, don't feel negative, because I really think you're going to feel some progress. But I think you still might want to go further than this. But kind of put it out to the universe, to the higher power. I think it will help to direct you. You know, I just want to mention years and years ago, people, and this is probably so far left field that it might even make you laugh, but Jim might remember. Do you remember years and years ago when they would erect these very powerful power lines and a lot of people were affected with the sound in their heads, and it came from the power lines?
There's a lot of electromagnetic stuff that's created by current, high levels of current.
Now, when you went up to Nova Scotia, did it take a vacation or did you still have it?
Oh, no, it's with me 24/7. The only time I don't hear it is when I'm asleep.
Okay, well, at least that's a good thing. All right, let's see what the angels have to say.
Okay.
Overcoming difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
So, see, she is on her way to a breakthrough.
Yes, indeedy. Indeedy, indeedy.
Yeah, so I want to put faith in this man's work. You haven't mentioned who he is or anything. But
can
I
mention his name?
Yes,
up to you.
Okay,
absolutely.
His name is Raymond Grace.
Okay. I have not heard of him.
But, you know, we're not
But we're not that deep into the...
We don't explore other experts in other areas that in-depth.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a lack of respect. It's a lack of time.
Truly.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay.
All right.
Well, I really appreciate your reading.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And we...
I have a question before you go. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Were you able to attend the session where I was in Texas and Summer Avalon took over for a show? And probably not. It was in...
Yeah. It was early July, late June.
Yeah. This woman may have something for you. How about if I let you contact her? I'll send you her information. She really does a lot of unique work.
She has a show also, right?
Yes. She does a show on Thursdays for free.
Yep.
That you may want to attend. So I'll give you the information. Do what you wish with it. Maybe you want to check her out. But this woman does some amazing healings.
Okay.
All right.
I definitely will check her out. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
I'll give that to you
tonight.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to give this a shot one more time, and then we realize there's some kind of weird internet connection problem. We're going to try again, 703 Northern Virginia, 703. Are you there this time? Otherwise, we got to chop chop. We got about 30 seconds. All right, there's some kind of problem in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're on mute, and they're just not muting it.
Maybe they're at work.
Well, they might put mute. So, all right, let me cross that one off this here list. And we'll get to our next caller. I recognize this area code, but I can never remember it. I just recognize numbers. Weren't we just there?
I don't know. Where is it?
We were. Let's go back. Let's find out who we're talking to. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Jimbo, and I'm a dumbass. Welcome. Somebody is listening to the radio show.
Oh.
Aren't I a genius? I'm a genius. Sometimes I don't do my job so well. All right. Be that as it may, we want to keep on because we're going to get everybody in tonight, even if we have to extend the show. And we'll start out with 347 from New York. 347, welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's with us?
Hi. Hi, this is Tamika.
Hey, Tamika. How you doing?
Oh, sick. When I spoke with you guys, last time I spoke with you guys, I was kind of sick, and it turns out I was really sick.
Got the COVID. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Honey.
The C word.
So sorry.
For the first time ever.
We've had it twice. And we're vaccinated and all.
Twice that we know of.
Yeah, that we know of. You know what? It's going to take the place of being just a common crud. eventually, you know. Okay. And I bet people out there are all freaky because both we vaccinated and second.
There's a certain point where, you know, it doesn't kill you everybody as much, and it's a regular flu again, just a different strain.
So
anyway,
we hope you
reading.
Get well soon. And what is on your mind this evening?
Well, the job, the temporary job that I had started last week, that's where this happened at, going through it or whatever. So I'm wondering if I should return to this job and, like, risk my life on Monday going back to this job, or if it's not worth it. Like, do you see this job being worth it? Like, am I going to meet a guy if this job is going to go any further than this? Like, I'm just wondering.
I want to tell you that life is a sea of opportunity. And if we deviate from one path, another path is going to flourish. Now, they know you're sick with COVID, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to take a look and see for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. I got discombobulated a lot by all the chaos. So so right now she's working the temp job, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't catch, does she want that to be a permanent job, or
well,
she's still wide open?
She's concerned about going back, since this is where she got it.
Ah, she's worried about the infectiousness of it.
And
okay.
Did you see that Biden's wife has been, she's got a rebound COVID now? She just got over it?
Okay. Well, maybe it's a different strain then. You don't have if you get over a certain thing, then you get it again. Usually you have enough antibodies still in your blood to get in there, so maybe it's a different strain.
Happened to him too. Yes, Tamika?
I'm sorry. She was, I think, disagreeing.
Yeah, it did. And that's why I'm like, is this worth it? Because I never caught it all this time. I worked in the medical field up to last September when the mandate started. And now, you know, this temp job is the first time I'm out and among people. Not that I don't want to be, but like last week was the first week of me training, then this happened. So now I'm like, you know, they're like, no, you can come back Monday. But I'm like, should I even go back? Is this worth it? Like, or, you know, am I going to make a connection here? Is this job worth it? Or should I just wait till we move out of state? Which, you know, that's a whole nother story.
Deb's ready for your reading, but I want to put out there one thing that I thought was interesting about 4 or 5 years ago is I got strep throat twice in 2 months.
Wow.
And my doctor said, what did you do? What'd you do with your toothbrush drain all this time? I was like, nothing. She goes, what? Yeah, you should probably throw that thing away after you get something
after
like that.
After you've been sick.
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain, so many days after you're taking antibiotics, then it's okay. But, you know, that's why we got one of those toothbrush holders that have ultraviolet lights that bombard it and kill
and
all the germs.
And it's really inexpensive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, ultraviolet lights, yeah. So, but I'm just saying, anybody gets sick a lot out there, and the same thing.
Good point.
Toothbrushes are cheap. Toss that bastard away after you get healthy again.
Now, your cards say that, yes, you should go back if this is in your spirit to do so. It looks like this is still going to be a great opportunity for you. There's still a new man for you to meet. This is going to be good for your future, like resume, you know.
Sure,
but you
absolutely.
Decide what's in your heart. If you feel like this is not for you, then, you know, certainly do what you want to do. But I want to make a prediction to you now. Yes, I know you're moving and all of that, but I'll tell you, I'm going to go along. We'll say within 3 years, okay, you are going to be in a home with a fantastic new man. It's not the one that I saw connected to you doing this type of work. This is somebody different. This could, now only just a little could. Don't make this a great big could. All right?
Mini could.
Yeah, it's a mini could. This could be, God, I forget his name. The one that you've asked about.
Oh,
often.
I would never.
Aris? The Greek one, Aris or Frank?
It's
not Frank, the other one.
Aris? Aris?
Yeah. Yeah, but remember, Aaron. It's a little bitty could. We don't want to get too crazy.
Small potential, not whole. Oh, my God, this looks like it's for sure.
But I think the end of that story has not been written yet. I really do.
Many have not.
And don't chase him now. Remember, just make it where he knows how to find you.
Make yourself, and don't hide.
Yeah.
Don't hide, but you don't have to go out there and hunt.
but for him to come back to you is way better than you kind of not stalking him.
Yeah, but yeah, it is weird how that.
Yeah.
It's like a division of powers, which is sad, but it's true.
No, I'm not going to stalk him. It just seems like he's forgotten about me because he hasn't. I don't know if he's back in New York or not. Like, he hasn't contacted me. And you know.
You need to let that marinate for a while.
Prep.
It's amazing what time can do. When it comes to, matters of the heart.
Yeah, time is probably one of the best things there is for that, even though everybody hates the other word that goes with time, which is
patience. Oh, gosh.
Just a little patience.
Yeah, terrible thing we have to learn.
It came out at once. May not apply.
Go forward.
Ready to endeavor has ended. You have Angel Card reading, but this time you got a bonus because these two just wanted to come out. I'll read both of them, and then we'll figure out if it relates to this or something else. First one, courage. Archangel Ariel, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. Card number two that jumped out, sensitivity. Archangel Hanayel, you're extra sensitive to energy and emotions right now. Honor your feelings and yourself.
I think those are two fantastic ones.
And it might have zero to do with this reading.
It might.
Because you're a human and you have lots of other things going on in your life besides this one subject or two subjects.
Now, if you want to, you can call us again. We'll be here Friday.
You can always call us again.
And I hope you're feeling better by then. But
sure.
If you want to call on Friday, we can take a peek at your future pertaining to, how does she say
or whatever, or something else may have come up. Aaron,
I'll be so surprised.
Aaron. It's A-A-R-O-N, Aaron, right?
To McDreamy.
No, A-R-I-S, A-R-I-S,
Aaron.
Like Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Aris.
Yeah, I like that.
That is cool.
Very Greek.
Right. Listen, now
you're really surprised.
Get rest.
Oh, it's Greek.
Take care of yourself, all right? Check in with us Friday or Saturday night.
Or whenever else, whenever you feel like you're welcome to call every single show, just only once per show, as is everyone else. Thank you very much.
We're not here for you.
We have to rock and we have to roll.
Okay,
Minnie,
honey.
A caller.
Bye-bye now.
Minnie, a caller, and we're going to take Minnie, a caller. Let's see. All right. I just want to always like to take a quick peek because we move around so much. We're going to go to area code 919, neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 919, batter up.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Your name is?
Patsy.
Hey, Patsy.
Oh, not a stranger.
Patsy, we our hearts so go out to you. We pray for you in the loss of your mother. So sorry, honey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's really hard waking up, thinking I need to check on her. And now I'm left with to figure out where I'm going and with the apartment of stuff, which I can't even give stuff away. It's just overwhelming. It's completely overwhelming.
I would think you've got something like we have up here in Hampton Roads called Samaritan House, where they take abused women in and they help them get a new start. And they love to get new furniture from people. I've given them all kinds of working women's clothes over the years.
Yeah, there's some place out here that as long as you schedule it, they'll come and get everything.
I don't know that they go all the way to her, but.
I'm just saying, I don't know anything about
There's places around here I can donate to. It breaks my heart. I'm having to give away things that are really nice or antiques or, her 1963 floor model stereo that meant the world to her. And
have you tried Facebook Marketplace?
She knows how to do it.
I have, and I got weirdos and fake people just wanting my address. I can't do it.
That's the other thing. You don't want to put yourself in danger.
No, I mean, she's
it started out bad. I can't do that.
It's just killing her.
So, hon, what can I help you with this evening?
I don't even know where I'm going to be living. It's just overwhelming. And the place is, my brother went through it. I've been going through stuff. My mom saved everything. So now I'm here with, everything in a disarray. My sister's ashes, my mom's ashes, my son's cat's ashes. I don't even know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So do you see where I'm going to be living. You know, I can go live at Tony's. I'll be an hour from my son. I don't want to live there. I do not like that area. Or is my brother going to let me move in with him? But he's being controlling and goes back and forth. I don't even know where I'm going to live next month. It's just overwhelming.
Now, you still have your own money, right, Patsy? You get
my disability, correct.
Right, so you're not destitute.
I have disability, but I have bills that I have to pay.
Right.
Mama always paid the rent and everything. And I was going to get a part-time job, but as my luck would have it, I put off my neurosurgeon appointment till September 13th. My spinal cord is flattened.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'm not supposed to lift more than 5 pounds or really do much and be careful.
Well, what about working remotely? There's so many jobs out there that you can do it sitting in your bed. Yeah.
Right, but right now I can't do anything. I got to get stuff gone. I got to find out where I'm moving, and I got to see what my neurosurgeon says. I mean, I can be paralyzed with this condition. I got to find out how long I can go without surgery. I got to be careful moving my neck. I pray every time I get in the car, somebody don't bump me. I mean, it's a big deal. That's what I wanted to do, was go to work part-time. But where do you see me moving?
Well, your cards are looking in a new direction for you.
It's definitely going to be a new direction.
She knows that.
But I mean, like, not where the people that are close to you.
So not the things she thinks that are going to happen.
There appears to be a couple that lives at a distance from you that would be most interested in helping you out. There's the option of being, once you're well, of course, taking on or being in a roommate type of situation that I see here. The thing is, you could go to where Tony is. Has your son offered to let you stay with him?
I can't. He's got a roommate. They don't have the room. And I have to stay close to my doctors in the area.
Yeah, I do that. Yep.
My specialist.
Well,
so
definitely.
I didn't know if you saw where I was going to end up. That's a lot
Here's
of stress for me.
Oh, I was just going to say something, too. The thing is, I've completely lost my thought. let's see. I've been sick for a couple of days myself, and it feels like it's made me flakier than ever. So bear with me here.
Oh, no.
Well,
I wish I could lose all my thoughts.
Well, here's the thing. If I had the space, I would scoop you up in a basket and take you right here. You've been my right hand for so long as far as losing Daryl. When you talk about going to call your mother, call your mother, you get that urge to call her. You had said something at the start of the call. I get the urge, got the urge for like 2 months to send him messages or to send him an email or call him. And it took a long time to get over that. You are facing such a huge predicament here that you've got all of this to deal with. I would try to go with what they call Occam's razor, where if all things are equal, take the simplest solution. You've tried to sell all these furnishings, which of course would have been nice for you to have the money.
Well, they have to do things with it, so...
Are any of them actual antiques?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an antique dealer?
But you have to have time.
I've already called. They're not interested.
Yeah, you'd have to stick it in storage.
Sure,
and
all that. And
then after maybe a long-term 1-2 years, you could probably sell it over a long period of time, make a lot of money. But that's a long period of time.
Yeah, and right now things are bleak for you. But I do not believe that God in heaven would take you this far and just leave you. So I do see light at the end of the tunnel. I see things financially working out for you, that you are going to have a place to live. But what I would do, like I was saying, is find the easiest solution for the most pressing problems right now. You can't.
Right, that's what I'm doing with this stuff.
And if you have to bunk with Tony for a while, figuratively speaking, do so if you have to. And things will start to come together for you.
Yeah, right.
I believe it.
Right. No move has to be permanent. Typically, they're not,
right.
Actually, as we found out in our lives going on.
Let's see if
right.
The angels can do
stand
better
by for
than
your
me.
Angel card, and then we got to
okay.
Move on. We've extended the show.
Thank you. Thank you so
I've
much.
Ever had this card. Seriously, it's called Angel Therapy. I've never had this card. I know it's been in the deck.
Yeah.
Archangel Raphael, we've had him. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
Boy.
So I think it's like all these issues you got going on, I think it's time for that F word. Not the bad one, the faith word.
Oh, yeah. For a minute I was wondering.
Not that F word, the other word. That also
I know.
It's the other word that is actually almost very bad. It's hard and difficult when you're in deep crap faith.
It is.
Because you don't want to have faith when you're like when your life is crap. So...
Well, Patsy, we're going to hope the best for you.
Absolutely, and have faith.
I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Archangel Raphael says have faith.
Okay, I appreciate it.
This lady paddled the canoe after me when I lost my darling Daryl for the longest time and always made me feel so special. If I can do half as much for you, honey, I will. I promise.
Well, words mean a lot, and I you know, I am keeping hope and faith because I am a good person.
Yeah.
And hope is something we have, and we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Well, thank you so much, and I love y'all.
Yep.
And you know where to find us each and every day.
God bless you, Patsy.
All right, folks, I just want everybody to know, I've been kind of talking about on the Facebook. We have some Facebook folks that want to messenger in. We're going to get to that point, but right now we still got to get to the callers, believe it or not, that we're on hold before the show started.
Oh, gosh.
And we're moving on to the next one. And let me see why.
Oh, right.
Ah, yes. Actually, in this area code because they're one of the people that have been dealing with my home loan. All right. I almost didn't even look it up. We're going to area code 850, which is in Florida. 850, you're the next caller. What do you got for us? We got to pick up the pace, unfortunately.
What is your name, please?
Hello, this is Valerie. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Valerie.
Oh, Valerie, that is in Facebook. Ah, you said you've been on hold for quite some time. Well, I'm glad that we got to you.
Yes. Yes, Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, I had called you, I think it was back in April.
Wow, we would never remember that. So,
And?
I think it was April, or it might have been February. April is when I left. I had called you, and I told you I was taking a big, long trip, and I was heading to Alaska.
Wow.
It kind of rings a little bit of a bell because Alaska is a thing that you don't forget.
Mm-mm.
That sounds really cool to me.
Did you go?
Well, it's basically a 6-month trip. And one of the things that you said that made me bust out laughing was you said I was going to meet somebody about halfway through the trip.
Yeah.
And of course you did, didn't you?
I believe so.
Cards are pretty good on that love thing.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Love thing and the baby thing.
That makes me so happy.
Their accuracy is very good on that meeting, love connections, and having papooses.
Well, tell us what happened.
The thing is, I ended up going to a part of Alaska that wasn't even on my radar, but something said I needed to go, so I went. And it's the most northern part in the United States. It's called Barrow, Alaska. And I decided to take a flight up there, and I ended up renting his house on Airbnb.
Oh.
And he ended up picking me up at the airport and taking me out to the farthest north point, which is another 10 miles farther north.
Holy
and, absolutely fantastic. So we went out there. But when I walked out of the airport, you know, I didn't even know for sure if it was him, but he took my breath away from across the street.
Wow.
And I was only going to be there for one night. And when I went to get on my flight, I walked into the airport, and within 5 minutes, there was a announcement made that the plane tried to land, and it couldn't. So I immediately messaged him because, you know, of course, they're going to try their times. I knew it was going to be canceled, and yes, it was. And
Got to get to the question.
I ended up staying another night, and both him and his son are hosts for this, and they ended up coming, bringing some food over, and we spent a few hours, the three of us, talking and whatnot, and about everything and anything under the sun, and I learned a lot about both of them. And, of course, we exchanged phone numbers. We texted a little bit, and I did send him a message the other day because he travels the world. He's got property in different countries, and actually today he is heading to the Philippines to go grow vegetables, and he's not going to be he's not going to be able to communicate for a while.
Okay.
But I sent him a message saying that I wanted to see about spending, getting to know each other, not even as a romantic sense, because we both have PTSD, and that's one of the things that we did talk about, how we deal with it. Different traumas, but interestingly, kind of the same results, and we kind of deal with it the same way.
Valerie, I must ask you for a question. I'm sorry. I'd love to hear every single bit of this.
Yeah, we've already extended the show, and we have other people, and we have to get to your question. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Okay, well, the question I have is, I sent him this message, is he even going to get back to me? He has not responded or acknowledged the message at all, and it's been a few days.
Okay, and I'm going to act like the idiot here because I was busy doing other stuff. I got 90% of it. So you sent the message when?
Sunday.
Okay. Just so this past Sunday, which isn't a long time ago. And typically other messages, have they been responded to quickly?
Because he, even if he doesn't say something, he'll at least acknowledge receipt. And this one, he did not even acknowledge receipt.
All right.
Does, because of where he's located and things he does, is it quite possible that he goes to many of places where he's not getting messages?
I know he would have gotten one that day because he did respond to one that day. That I wanted to send it to him before I knew he was going to be leaving the country. But one of the things I did put in there was, when you've had some time to think about it, I would love to hear your thoughts. That was the last.
Well, he is definitely not... right now a follower of Out of Sight, Out of Mind. You're definitely on his mind. He thinks you're a pretty hot chick, to tell you the truth, and very interesting. You're definitely going to hear from him, and I really believe there's going to be another trip for you. Are you ever interested in relocating there?
Not there.
Well, how about in the state? Maybe not that exact location. Somewhere else in that state.
I think if it is meant to be for the two of us, but one thing we have the PTSD in common, and we both love to travel. And the way we both deal with PTSD, I think if we decide to go further with this, we'll figure something out to make it work. He's got property in the Philippines and in multiple places, and we both love to travel.
So Alaska's probably not going to be that big.
Darling, I think you've hit the jackpot here, and it looks like the biggest issue you both will ever face is, where are we going to live? Because
too many choices.
I don't think it will be one place, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, likely not, but I'll tell you what, this guy's going to... At the way things are going, let's put it this way, the potential is so big for him to fall madly in love with you that I hope you're on the same page, because otherwise this could really throw him for another tailspin with PTSD. But I think you're pretty much in the same place he is, okay, as far as this could be something strong and meaningful for the future. There's a real... Are you with me? I hope she didn't pass out.
No, she's here.
I'm still here.
I thought she passed out.
You would have heard her head hit the ground, the big thunk. There was no thunk.
Yes, you would have.
Okay. Well, it looks really, really positive. These were my cards. I'd be thinking, boy, we just might end up spending the rest of our lives together. So there you go. This is you. Now here's Nate.
All right, stand
Angel.
By. Don't be a stranger. You can call us every show we have.
Yeah, you'll hear from
only
him.
Once per
okay.
You can call us every show we do this week. Anyway, right now we have to roll on, but here's your angel card reading.
Yeah.
All is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Ah, look at that, Valerie.
So right now, things are confusing and weird and perplexing and maybe even scary and upsetting. But the archangel said,
no,
this
it's
is
all
the way
well.
This is the way it is supposed
and
to be.
And just think how you had to go all that way.
It was meant to be.
To find the man who's going to be your soulmate. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you call us again because I know right now you feel really overwhelmed by all of this.
Where are you physically right now?
Florida?
Physically, I'm in Alaska still.
Oh.
That's what I was curious. She is still in Alaska. So she is not that late in time zone-wise. So that's pretty cool. So it's not late for you. You're not ready to go to bed anytime soon. That's cool.
No. It's still light here, but it is Alaska.
Well, it is Alaska, and if you're way up north, we know how that light and dark thing works. That's a whole new ball game there.
Don't worry. You will hear from him. There's nothing to detain him except maybe the connection. You know, he may have a story to tell about it. He lost his phone or fell in the water or who knows. But I really believe you'll hear from him. He's hot for you, Valerie. And I love it.
Is he hot for teacher? Got a bad.
That's pretty much,
Hot for teacher. I like old Van Halen.
Yeah.
I like it.
You better call us again. I want to hear how the rest of this love story goes.
Well, I just got to wait for him to call. I don't know when that's going to be, but that's okay.
I think it'll be soon. Yeah.
It sounds like he's a pretty damn busy dude.
Yeah, really it does.
I mean, good Lord.
He is.
All right.
So
well,
it is what it is. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And,
love hearing from you.
How long are you going to be in Alaska for?
I'm actually leaving in about 4 days. I'm heading south and making my way back to Florida, but I'm planning on taking a couple of months.
Oh, that's cool. So you're gonna do a little hopscotching on your way down to Florida.
I envy you that.
Yep.
Wow.
Roger that. Sounds like a blast. What's your next hopscotch point?
Idaho is next. I'm driving through Canada, and I'm going to stop in Idaho for a few days.
Why in God's name?
I got a friend.
Idaho. Oh, you have people there. Okay.
All right. I have a friend there.
No,
I have friends
in Idaho. They're going to come at us in a
positive. I mean, every single state on this planet has great positive things. But
yes, they do.
I have some people.
Sometimes it's just the people that you visit.
Well, and that's what the thing is. I mean, it could be a town of a population of 50, and it could be the greatest place on earth if you've ever been there.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly. Just like Barrow, Alaska.
Cool.
Care, honey.
I was all lined up to go to Alaska in high school one time, and it failed.
Wow.
And I was sad. But anyway, thank you very much.
Take care, my darling.
Thank you.
All right.
Will do.
All right.
That's
awesome.
We are getting really close. Having to go bye-bye.
I know. Yeah, should I
jump to that or?
Let's do that one.
All right, we're going to take one more caller. I feel bad for the rest.
Yeah.
But most of you, I don't know, we lost. Blog Talk did kind of get scrambled up a little bit, so we're going to take who I think the next caller is.
But we'll be here on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, we do multiple shows. I mean, the worst case scenario is there's only 3 shows a week, typically more.
Yeah.
So do not fret. And
the
moral of the story is be one of the first 5 callers.
That's the best place to be.
That is the moral of the story. Hopefully it's not the same one. We're going to area code 614, Ohio, 614.
Welcome to the show, and what's your first name?
Ohio, are you here?
No, Ohio.
Hilton.
Oh, we have Ohio. Hello.
O-H-I-O.
Yeah.
Roger that. We now have learned how to spell Ohio.
That's right.
It's the word hi with O in front and O in the end.
Yes. Yeah, so tell us, what is your first name, hon?
First name is Filson.
Oh, that's right. Remember, she's called us before.
Yes, she has. Yep. Yep. You don't forget a name like that.
No, we do not.
Roger that.
So tell us quickly, what's going on in your life?
I'm just
weird.
I'm pretty sad.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
What happened?
I think loneliness and lack and feeling lack, and so I was wondering if you could like maybe give me advice, messages from my guides or something.
Sure. Well,
spiritual guides, and you're lonely. Are you lonely as in without family and friends? Lonely as without a significant other? Which, or all of the above?
All of the above, but even if I had people in my family, I'd feel lonely, if that makes sense.
You chopped out a little bit. Are you in motion? Are you walking around?
No, I'm here. I mean, I do have family, but I still feel lonely in their presence, even when I'm around many people. So,
have you considered, hon, counseling? And I only say this because people coming out of the quarantine and the COVID, a lot of people are finding they need some help with mental
issues. We're not trying to Dr. Phil you.
No.
Because he says everybody needs counseling. We're not trying to throw that at you. I'm sorry?
I do have a counselor. So.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing. And I don't want to even divulge what's between you, but you have discussed the same topic with your counselor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We don't want to touch that. Are you working?
Do you go and do things socially, like movies and, you know, what do you do for entertainment?
I do go to work. I work a lot, and I do have friends that I see once in a while. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's good for people that feel lost and lonely. It is good to have somebody you can talk to who's outside of your normal, you know, regular circle. And I have a lot of clients who speak to me sometimes once or twice a week because they find that I'm able to, you know, meet them on the level that they need me to. What I see in your cards is that I'm trying to see now what. So life is going to get better, hon. It really is. Try to give yourself some time. It wouldn't hurt to change out some of your friends. There's a few here that seem to have a pretty negative influence on you. And if you compare yourself to them, it's going to make you feel at a loss. Get people, what do you think, Jim, around you that are, you know, supportive and that that help you not to
feel.
And
that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, not to feel
so
lonely.
It's hard to seek them out and find that because you're typically used to being surrounded by who you always with. And it's hard to go out of that even though they're negative for you.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really a tough call, but that's what you got to do is what you're saying.
Your life is going to improve. I'm seeing that by the first of the year, a lot of things are going to seem brighter for you. So this is not, you need to call me back is what the point is. Because we're at the end of the show. I don't want to make you feel brushed off, but I think you should try Friday, if you can, to get online with us, to call into the show like at 6:45 Eastern time. So you'll be one of the first, all right? And then we can do a better job.
I apologize, sorry.
Yeah, I really, really don't want to make this seem like we don't care.
No, and you know, and actually, you know, I think she knows, but you know where how to find us each and every day. Sometimes we do shows that we don't plan. Just keep an eye out, look for us, and you're welcome to call everybody, too, every single show.
Yeah, and hon, if you aren't really fully connecting with your counselor, you know, they won't think a thing if you change it out for somebody else.
Not at all. Nope. And sometimes you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Same with doctors and lawyers, anything, any kind of professional field. All right.
So hon will be here Friday, and he's going to give you an angel reading right now.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Just let it go. Just let it go. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environment.
I agree.
You can just tell that's not the
self-care is everything.
Yeah, you
got to
look out
is.
For yourself. Just because a lot of times nobody else is, so you have to look out for yourself.
So, hon, take care. Talk to you soon now. Okay?
Yeah.
I hope I look forward to hearing from you, honey. Take care.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, and please call again and again and again. And we have to apologize to the folks that are on hold. It was a crazy night. We had a little bit of...
Yeah.
Actual problems, not problems we thought were problems. It extended the show, but it's at that point now where we just got to go. And we thank you for holding those that held, and we apologize if you didn't get through, but the moral of the story is please, please be very, very early, not late.
Yeah, that'll get you more time.